Blessings, everybody. This is Dale. Thank you so much for joining with me today on the Word Podcast. We're continuing on in the life of David, and we're in 2 Samuel chapter 6. We're going to jump over to another portion of the scripture for the bulk of our time today. You have 1 and 2 Samuel, you have 1 and 2 Chronicles, and quite often they're tracking the same stories, given different perspectives, different insights, and things like that. We've just sort of been going through Samuel. I haven't been cross-referencing a lot, but today is a day that's worthy of this. If you remember, David had left the Ark of the Covenant in the house of Obed-Edom. It had been there 3 months, and the Lord blessed Obed-Edom and all his household. Now, why did David leave it there? Well, when they were trying to move the Ark, remember, they put it on a cart, and the oxen stumbled. Uzzah reached out to steady the Ark. When he touched the Ark, he was struck dead. The wrath of God came upon him. David was mad. He was furious, and he literally asked, how are we supposed to move this thing? How's this going to happen? Well, why is he even doing it anyway, right? Well, there's a whole chapter in 1 Chronicles that gives us insight into this. Let me read 2 Samuel chapter 6, verse 12, and then we'll jump over there. Verse 12 says this, "Now it was told King David, saying, the Lord has blessed the house of Obed-Edom and all that belongs to him on account of the Ark of God. David went and brought up the Ark of God from the house of Obed-Edom into the city of David with gladness." So David heard that blessing was coming upon Obed-Edom, so he can assume, okay, God's pleased with this. Okay, so he goes, he brings up the Ark of God from the house of Obed-Edom and into the city with gladness. Well, that sounds, you know, innocuous enough, sounds simple enough, right? Well, let's go see what happened here. And this is in 1 Chronicles chapter 15, verse 1. And it gives an account. It's a rather lengthy account. I'm not sure I can get through it today. It has a lot of names in it. So let me tell you from the get-go why I think that is. I think the Lord wanted the names to be of the individuals to be codified in his word. There's times when the Lord speaks of some things and he will not mention the name of the person. Okay, he won't mention who they are. And that's sort of God doing that with intentionality. There's other times when he does mention by name, and we have a lot of names here and roles and functionings related to this celebration. So let's just read it. 1 Chronicles 15:1 says this. Now, David built houses for himself in the city of David, and he prepared a place for the Ark of God and pitched a tent for it. That is a profound, profound thing, folks, because the Ark of God, the Ark of the Covenant, was to be kept in the Mosaic Tabernacle according to the law. It was kept there, and the Levitical priest worshiped before God. The high priest went in once a year to where he could actually see the Ark of the Covenant, the presence of God. Then the rest of the time, that nobody did, and only the Ark of the high priest that one day of the year. But David pitched a tent for the ark, a tent that he made, and he was bringing the ark into there. We are not given any account of how this decision was made, who made this decision. I can only reach certain conclusions based upon the facts that we see that God allowed this. God didn't strike David dead for doing this. We're going to see that David goes in before the ark, apparently whenever he wanted to, for the presence of God. That he had praisers and worshipers. He had this entire praise team that worshiped 24 hours a day, 7 days a week for 7 years before this thing. Okay? That God allowed this. And you say, well, why would God allow this? This goes against the law. This goes against what he had laid out. Yep, yep, yep. Only conclusion I can draw at this point in time, my understanding, is that David's heart was after God. He was a man who sought God, and his heart was after God. And we've already seen repeatedly that David inquired of the Lord, that he inquired of the Lord. And so we assume that he inquired of the Lord, and the Lord says, yeah, go ahead. So here verse 2 says this, "Then David said, no one is to carry the ark of God but the Levites, for the Lord chose them to carry the ark of God and to minister to him forever." What's that all about? Well, what happened when he tried to do it his way? And we'll see a little more about this later. Yeah, it didn't turn out well at all. So what had David done? Well, apparently in this 3 month interim right here, he went back and read the instructions. Okay, he went back and read what was supposed to occur and how it was supposed to occur. So he tells him, hey, only the Levites carry this Ark of the Covenant, not some cart. Only the Levites do it the way that God says. Now, verse 3, get ready for some names. And David assembled all Israel at Jerusalem to bring up the Ark of the Lord to his place, which he had prepared for it. David gathered together the sons of Aaron and the Levites, and the sons of Kohath, Uriel the chief, and 120 of his relatives, the son of Merari, Asaiah the chief, and 220 of his relatives, the sons of Gershom, Joel the chief, and 130 of his relatives, the son of Elizaphan, Shemaiah the chief, and 200 of his relatives, of the sons of Hebron, Eliel the chief, and 80 of his relatives, of the sons of Uziel, and of Medadab the chief, and 120 of his relatives. Then David called for Zadok and Abiathar, the priest, so we see who the priests are, and for the Levites, for Uriel and Asaiah and Joel, Shemaiah and Eliel and Amminadab, the guys that were just named. And David said to them, you are the heads of the father's household of the Levites. Consecrate yourself, both you and your relatives, that you may bring up the Ark of the Lord God of Israel to the place that I have prepared for it. Because you did not carry it at the first, the Lord our God made an outburst on us, for we did not seek him according to the ordinance. Well, there you go. This is one of those little verses that's just buried there, and people ask questions all the time, and nobody ever goes and searches out the scripture to find out what it says. This is what David is telling us. He gathers together all this leadership, and then he says, you know what? Because you did not carry it at the first, he's not blaming them. He's saying this, hey, because we did not do this correctly the first time, because we did not have you carrying it first, the Lord our God made an outburst against us. That outburst cost Uzzah his life. And then he says this, for we did not seek him, the Lord, according to the ordinance. They had not sought the Lord according to the law that the Lord had given Moses as to how they were to transport and handle this ark. They hadn't done it. So God made an outburst against them. David goes, he checks out the ordinance, he reads all this, and he realizes what the mistake they made, what had happened. He calls forth the leadership, says, here, this is what I want you to do. I want you to consecrate yourself. You're the leaders. I want you to do it, your family members, your relatives, to where we can move the Ark of the Covenant the way that we're supposed to, and that we can bring it into a house that I have prepared for it, to the place that I have prepared for it. Verse 14 says this, so the priests and the Levites consecrated themselves to bring up the Ark of the Lord God of Israel. So they set it into motion to do exactly what David told them to do, but now David's doing it the way that God told him to do it. Boy, is there not some things for us to glean from this, right? Well, we're in the midst of the account, but our time's up. We'll look at the balance of the next episode. I'll see y'all then. Goodbye.